This copyrighted broadcast is presented by the authority of the National Association of Professional Baseball Leagues, Incorporated. For the private use of our audience, any reproduction, rebroadcast, retransmission, or other dissemination or use of this broadcast, descriptions, or accounts of this game without the express written consent of the National Association of Professional Baseball Leagues, Incorporated is prohibited. Fayetteville Woodpeckers baseball is live from the sandhills of North Carolina to the coastal plains and from state line to state line. This is the Fayetteville Woodpeckers Broadcast Network. Welcome to the Woodpeckers pregame show. Getting you set for first pitch. Let's send you out to the stadium.
Welcome to K-Town. A little rainy throughout the day, but the Woodpeckers have made the trip out west, and we are ready to go for game one of six between the Woodpeckers and the Kannapolis Cannonballers, a critical battle in the South Division standings between the Astros-affiliated Woodpeckers and the White Sox-affiliated Cannonballers. Hi, everybody. Welcome inside the visiting radio booth at Atrium Health Ballpark. I'm Andrew Chapman. Pleased to be joined on the road all week with my broadcast partner, Colin Casey. And we are live on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network, FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com, and the MILB app, where you can find our online radio broadcast all week long here on the road. You can also watch this week's action by subscribing to MILB.TV and watch the Cannonballers feed, where you'll be joined by the voice of the Ballers, Dan Helote. All right, Colin, the Woodpeckers coming off their first series loss of 2024. They had a couple of chances on Saturday and Sunday to win games late against the Mudcats. They weren't able to deliver some clutch swings, but they still come out of that series half a game in first place in the South Division. And now they have put a long stretch of 24 straight games against the North Division behind them. This is a big battle. We're officially at the midway point of the first half of the schedule. It's 18-16 Fayetteville against 16-16 Kannapolis, right on the tail of the Woodpeckers, and every game going to be important this week.
Yeah, and you mentioned that stretch against the North Division. I mean, two of those series were against the top two teams in the North, which are also the top two teams in the entire Carolina League, in Carolina and Fredericksburg. So the schedule, yes, it softens out a little bit, but let's be honest, Chappie, there aren't any easy games in the Carolina League. The Delmarva series is a good example of that, where good pitching will take you a long ways, and this is a very important series here for the Woodpeckers. You get a chance to finally create some distance between some of your South Division rivals directly and not have to rely on other results. So I'm really excited for this matchup. We're coming off a great series of entertaining baseball against the Mudcats, and now another North Carolina rival in the Ballers should be a very fun six games out here just outside of Charlotte.
We are about 15 minutes delayed tonight due to some weather, but the field at this stage is ready to go, and we are moments away from first pitch. The Cannonballers have taken the field, and we get ready for the national anthem. We'll step aside for a quick break, and when we return, starting lineups and numbers on tonight's starting pitchers. It's Sandy Mejia for the Woodpeckers and Drew McDaniel for the Cannonballers. All that coming up next, the opener between the Ballers and the Woodpeckers on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
Straight from the ballpark, it's time to dig in for some Woodpeckers baseball.
A three-run home run. And Cole drives one right field. That ball is gone.
Here comes the cutoff throw to the plate. He dives in, and he is saved. He's saved.
He's onto the
at the wall, leaping up, and he brought it back. Down the line, and Matthews has walked it off for the Woodpeckers.
Now, here's the voice of the Woodpeckers, Andrew Chapman.
Welcome back inside Atrium Health Ballpark. We are ready for baseball. The opener of this six-game series between the Woodpeckers and the Cannonballers, a South Division matchup. As Fayetteville starts a 12-game stretch on the road tonight just outside of the Charlotte area, and we are glad to have you once again, everybody. Welcome inside the visiting radio booth. Andrew Chapman alongside Colin Casey all week right here on FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com and the MILB app, where you can find our online radio broadcast here on the road. Right-hander Drew McDaniel gets the ball for the Kannapolis Cannonballers tonight. The 23-year-old out of the Ole Miss program in the SEC. He's originally a Lafayette, Louisiana native, and he takes on the Fayetteville Woodpeckers tonight at 18-16 overall. McDaniel 2-1 with a 2.81 ERA over five starts this year, 29 strikeouts and 25 and two-thirds innings of work, 12 walks along the way as well, 8 earned runs given up, and 3 home runs surrendered. Let's run through that Woodpecker lineup card tonight, why don't we? Fayetteville at 18-15. They did drop 4 of 6 at home to the Carolina Mudcats last week. Were unable to grab a couple of wins despite loading up the bases in the ninth inning on Saturday and Sunday. Tonight it begins with Kenny Gomez. Oliver Carrillo hits second. Cesar Hernandez is third. Juan Santander in the cleanup spot. Chase Jaworski 5. Juaner Luciano 6. And the 7 through 9 are Yamal Encarnacion, Fernando Caldera, and Alberto Hernandez. On the very first pitch of our ballgame, Kenny Gomez pops out into third base foul territory where Hernandez was able to drift over and make the catch. We are officially underway tonight at 6:48 p.m., about an 18-minute delay due to some weather in the area. Throughout the afternoon, the tarp was on the field for most of the day here in Kannapolis, and they only had about an hour to get the field ready. But shout out to their grounds crew. They got it freshened up and ready to go. Now it's Oliver Carrillo taking outside for strike one just off that outside corner. And Carrillo in an 0-1 count. McDaniel works fast, draws the swing and miss on a fastball, and it's nothing and two. It is a little bit humid, overcast still in Kannapolis, 69 degrees after all the weather that came through the area. McDaniel, winds, kicks, fires. And Carrillo takes strike three on the outside corner. Three pitches takes care of Carrillo, and there's quickly two outs. Cesar Hernandez getting ready to stand in. Let's work around that Cannonballers defense, Colin.
Now let's start in the outfield. Riku Nishida, returnee from last year, out in left field. Another returnee, Drake Logan, in center. Albertson Asian, the right fielder. Arxi Hernandez at third. Ryan Burrows, the shortstop. Mikey Kane, the second baseman. Caden Connor at first. And Roni Hernandez does the catching for McDaniel.
First pitch called a strike to Cesar Hernandez, batting from the left side. The wind, the kick, the pitch. And a fastball in the zone for a called strike. Home plate umpire is Leanna Ricks. And Theo Arnett is the base umpire. Leanna Ricks, the lone female umpire in the Carolina League this year. The 0-2 home. And Hernandez takes just outside. Tough take on the two-strike offer. And it's 1-2.
Daniel looking like a much improved right-hander after what we saw from him last year.
Yep.
And that offseason's done wonders for him.
Next pitch strikes out. Hernandez swinging. A curveball dropping below the zone. Hernandez swings over top, and it's a 1-2-3 inning to start the series for McDaniel. A pop out and a couple of strikeouts. Fayetteville heads to the diamond next. It's Riku Nishida, Ryan Burrows, and Caden Connor to lead it off for the Ballers. Sandy Mejia on the mound tonight for Fayetteville. Tell you more about him when we return for the bottom of the first inning in Kannapolis. The Fairfield Inn & Suites by Marriott Fayetteville North is a proud partner of the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. Visiting Fayetteville? Stay with a winning team. Located off Highway 401, they're right near the airport. And just a 15-minute drive from Fort Bragg and Cross Creek Mall. Enjoy the amenities of a first-class stay with clean and sanitized rooms, free self-parking, a 24-hour business center, and complimentary full breakfast. Planning an event? The hotel even features 757 square feet of event facilities. Call them today and book your stay at 910-223-7867.
Vamanos! Los Guerreros de Fayetteville return to the Diamond in 2024. Watch the Woodpeckers transform into their Copa de la Diversión identity for three regular season games, May 11th, June 11th, and September 4th. Enjoy tasty, Latin-inspired food items from the concession stands. Mark your calendars. The first 1,000 fans through the gates on Los Guerreros kickoff night, May 11th, will receive a Guerreros bucket hat thanks to Blue Diamond Transportation. Get your tickets now for La Noche de Los Guerreros at FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com.
Interested in keeping up with all things Woodpeckers? Follow the Fayetteville Woodpeckers on social media for team news, highlights, ticket information, promotions, and more. The Woodpeckers can be found on Facebook by searching Fayetteville Woodpeckers, as well as on Twitter at WoodpeckersNC and Instagram at Fayetteville Woodpeckers. You can also follow the team's all-new TikTok page at Fay Woodpeckers. For more information on how to access your favorite Carolina League team on social media, visit MILB.com/Fayetteville.
DJ Manny, fresh. Yeah, fresh.
Sandy Mejia gets the start today for Fayetteville in the series opener. He climbs to the mound, delivers his first pitch to lefty Riku Nishida, and it misses high for ball one. Woodpeckers lineup went down in order. A couple of strikeouts from Drew McDaniel of Carrillo and Hernandez. And now it's Nishida, Ryan Burrows, and Caden Connor. The 1-0, high again. Two balls and no strikes. Nishida batting leadoff and playing in left. Burrows is the shortstop, and Caden Connor the first baseman. Sandy Mejia with his 1-1 record, 8.62 ERA on the year, drops in a curve for strike one. Mejia's pitching in his sixth game of the season tonight. Fourth start, over 15 and two-thirds innings. He has a good strikeout rate. He's racked up 26 while issuing 10 walks. Doubles up on the curve, missed high to Nishida. Nishida is a stout left-handed batter. He only measures 5'6", 155 pounds, a 11th-round pick from last year. Takes a ball up and outside. Five-pitch walk puts Nishida aboard. Leadoff man on for Kannapolis, and it brings up Ryan Burrows. The rest of the Kannapolis lineup today features Connor batting third, Ryan Galani, the DH, hitting cleanup. Albertson Asian, he is the five-hitter playing in right. Roni Hernandez bats sixth and plays at catcher. Arxie Hernandez is seventh. Drake London, the center fielder, eight. And Mikey Kane rounds it out for the Ballers. First pitch to the right-handed batter, Ryan Burrows, taken for a strike, 0-1. Burrows on the season is batting .261 with a home run and 11 RBIs. Takes the pitch outside, and it's one ball and one strike. Jaworski towards the middle, over from second. Next pitch, thigh-high changeup on the inner half, called strike two.
Really good front door off-speed there from Mejia. Certainly like to see him locate that a little bit better than we've seen in the month of May. Opponent's hitting .320 off of him in May.
Next pitch home, a high check swing, and on the appeal, they say he did not go. Theo Arndt making that call. The umps in the black ball caps, black polos, and dark gray pants. Woodpeckers are in the road gray uniform today. And Kannapolis is in their home blues. 2-2 pitch now. A swing and a fly out into right center field. Long run over for Cesar Hernandez. It's Encarnacion from right field cutting over and making the catch in the right center field alleyway. So one away, Encarnacion makes the catch. Let's work around the rest of those Fayetteville defensive alignments.
Yep, Yamal out in right field, Cesar Hernandez in center, Oliver Carrillo in left. Wander Luciano at the hot corner. Alberto Hernandez gets the start at short to open up the series. Chase Jaworski with two home runs on Sunday is at second base. Juan Santander, the first baseman, and Fernando Caldera doing the catching for Mejia.
Spinning a throw over to first. They check up on Nishida. And he dives headfirst back in safely. Fayetteville with the black ball caps, those gray uniforms spelling Fayetteville in the black cursive script outlined in red across the chest, a black numeral outlined in red as well with black belts and gray pants, black pinstripe down the side of those legs. First pitch strike to Caden Connor. Connor batting .295 on the year over 31 games. He has 9 doubles, which leads the club with a pair of home runs and 26 RBIs as well. Third baseman Luciano Shallow towards the grass. The pitch down to the dirt, knocked away by Caldera. It's up the third baseline. He corrals it, throws to second, not in time. Nishida advances in with a slide on the wild pitch. Mejia spiking a curveball. Bounced maybe 5-10 feet off to the left of Caldera. Still got to it pretty quickly. Had a chance to make a play. Throw was just late getting down to second base.
Yeah, he got a little unlucky. It was a really nice stop. The ball just rolled away a little bit too far before he could get that throw off, and Nishida able to advance with relative ease.
Nishida off of second base now with one out. No score, bottom one. The 1-1 pitch, a curve that falls in for strike two. Kannapolis hitters wear blue batting helmets. That blue uniform says Ballers in white cursive script across the chest. It's a red numeral on the back of the jersey. Small red numeral on the front left of the uniform. Red belts with white pants, a red pinstripe down the side of the leg, and high black socks. High red socks, that is, for Caden Connor in the left side. Pitch from Mejia. Another curve, and he gets him looking for strike three. So back-to-back breaking balls fed in there to Caden Connor. And Sandy Mejia has his first strikeout of the night, out number two of the first inning. And here is Ryan Galani, the cleanup man and designated hitter tonight for Kannapolis. Despite the stormy weather that came through the area earlier today, it's a pretty stale night. It's a little humid. Field's a bit damp, but those flags out in left field are pretty still. Forecast looking good for the remainder of the night. Little spotty throughout the week, though. I think that tarp is going to be on and off all week long, unfortunately, for the Kannapolis grounds crew and front office staff. Off of second base, Nishida. First pitch strike into Galani. Next one home, breaks his bat. He rolls it towards third. Luciano picks up in the baseline, throws across in time, and that's the inning. Sandy Mejia works around the leadoff walk, strands a runner in scoring position. And after one inning tonight in K-Town, we are scoreless between the Woodpeckers and the Ballers. Second inning comes up next on FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com and the MILB First Pitch app.
There's no better place to spend your Thursday nights in the Ville than Sigma Stadium this Woodpecker season. Quench your thirst on Thirsty Thursdays every Thursday home game with $4 16-ounce brews and $2 Pepsi products all night long. Head to the ballpark early for live music on select Thursday nights beginning at 5 p.m. at Healy's Bar. Start your weekend early all summer long at Sigma Stadium's Thirsty Thursday, presented by Rock 103 FM. Visit FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com for more details.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
No score after one tonight in Kannapolis. Woodpeckers went down in order against Drew McDaniel in the first inning, so it's Juan Santander from the cleanup spot to lead it off. McDaniel worked lightning quick in that first inning. Fast pace tonight as Santander attacks the first pitch and sends it a mile high out into right field. Right fielder drifting forward, camping underneath. That is Albertson Asian, and he makes the catch for out number one. So one up, one down in the Fayetteville second inning. The Woodpeckers will try and convert when they get runners in scoring position. That's got to be one of the big keys in this series, Colin. You know, it was a dramatic weekend that the Woodpeckers nearly came out on the right side of. The series result was hanging on just a couple of hits or lack thereof. They loaded up the bases in the ninth inning, fell in that game and on Saturday, and then again on Sunday they fell 6-5 as Chase Jaworski turns away from an inside breaking ball. It's 2-0. Left the bases loaded in the eighth and the ninth.
And it's too bad they didn't get more base runners on for Chase Jaworski with the game he had on Sunday.
Big two-home run day. First Woodpecker to homer multiple times in a game this year. He swings and fouls it off to the left. He did come up in that ninth inning, in fact, and got hit by a pitch. He was grazed by it, and he was frustrated that he didn't get to swing the bat in that final inning. Woodpeckers fell 6-5 in the series conclusion. 2-1, down and in. Three balls and a strike on Chase Jaworski, so he's up to three home runs, 14 RBIs on the year. And Jaworski batting a collective 233 over 26 games. Next pitch, a strike in from McDaniel, and it's 3-2, full count now. Seven doubles, the three home runs, 13 RBIs, 16 walks to 22 strikeouts as Jaworski strikes out here. Curveball below the zone got him. McDaniel has that pitch working early. He struck out Hernandez with a 3-2 breaking ball and gets Jaworski. Three strikeouts, five batters in for McDaniel. And here comes Wander Luciano with two gone and the bases empty.
He's looking like the guy that committed to Ole Miss out of high school, nearly a top 100 prospect in his class, the third-ranked guy in the state of Louisiana. And
yeah,
his breaking stuff has looked really sharp early on. And he's pounding the strike zone. It's not like he's getting a lot of chase pitches, bad swings from Fayetteville. He's just going right after him.
Through an inning and two-thirds, the Y and the kick, the 0-1. Luciano takes a strike, a ball up and outside. Kannapolis at 16-16 entering tonight. They're a game and a half behind Fayetteville. Columbia just a half game back of the Woodpeckers in the South Division standings. Now the 1-1, down and outside. Missed with a slider. Two balls and one strike. McDaniel had his final season with Ole Miss in 2022 as a junior. Appeared in 15 games that year and made seven starts along with eight relief appearances. Luciano checks on a low and away curve. They appeal, and he did not go, says Theo Arndt. Here's highly touted of a high school prospect as he was, though, coming out of Louisiana. Sometimes you don't even make it to the college level. You go straight to pro. 3-1 home. Luciano spoils it foul over the Atrium Health ballpark sign and out of play. This ballpark is right in the heart of downtown, and it has expanded a lot since we first started playing ball games here in 2021, the season had opened. There's now an apartment complex that has risen up over the right field foul pole. 3-2 pitch gets Luciano looking, strike three. Another 1-2-3 inning for Drew McDaniel. He closes it down with his fourth strikeout. He's rolling early. The Woodpeckers head back to the diamond when we come back. No score between the Woodpeckers and the Ballers on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
Experience an unforgettable celebration of Black baseball history over Memorial Day weekend in Cooperstown, New York. The Hall of Fame East-West Classic, a Legends game in tribute to the traditional Negro Leagues All-Star Game, takes place May 25th at historic Doubleday Field. The East-West Classic is part of a weekend celebration as the museum opens its new exhibit, The Souls of the Game, Voices of Black Baseball. Get your East-West Classic tickets today at baseballhall.org.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Marching into the night, they disappear to the left and right again.
Another... Back with you in Kannapolis. It is the start of the bottom of the second. Woodpeckers have gone 6-up, 6-down on the offensive end in the series opener, first of 18 games between the Woodpeckers and the Cannonballers this year. Six games here in Kannapolis through Sunday. Then it's going to be a home and home six-game series around the 4th of July, where Fayetteville will host three and then play three here in Kannapolis. The two sides will close down the season series later on in August. But the first of 18 tonight against the South Division opponent. First pitch home to Albertson, Asien, pardon me. He is the right-handed batter. And where's those socks up high? The Red Sox as Sandy Mejia brings home a curve and misses just outside. Two balls and no strikes to Asien. Rony Hernandez is on deck, and then Arxi Hernandez. Mejia worked around a leadoff walk in the first. Next pitch swung on and lifted foul over the right field seats and onto the concourse. 2-1 on Asien.
Crazy thing about Asien, he was playing in the Carolina League last year, but for a different organization. He was with the Salem Red Sox in 2023.
From a Red Sox to a White Sox farmhand. Next pitch runs inside, almost hit him. Turned away from a curveball, three balls and a strike.
And he didn't even play that poorly when he was with the Red Sox. Hit 318 in 42 games, so big-time addition for Kannapolis to have a guy with that veteran experience come over and join your team in 2024.
Mejia gets the sign from Caldera, the catcher, the pitch. Runs outside, a fastball, and for a second straight inning, Sandy Mejia has walked the leadoff hitter. Asien is aboard. Rony Hernandez will stand in. A reminder that live stat keeping and scoring is available online tonight as well. You can go to FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com right at the top of the homepage. Click the game day tab, that line score, or you can download the MILB app and follow the pitch-by-pitch information with us. Mejia out of the stretch now, fires, and a curve is lifted foul and out of play. Mejia pitched last week against Carolina on May 8th. That was the night where we were delayed nearly 2 hours and then played a long 3-hour, 40-minute game. You could tell the long wait for Mejia may have caused him some trouble. The set, the 0-1. Curveball missed high. And in that first inning, he battled the control issues. He walked two batters. He hit a batter. Later on in the third, he would give up a home run. Six earned runs allowed over 2 2/3. It jumped his ERA by 2.5 points. The set by Mejia, the 1-1. Line drive, actually more of a fly ball, lofted out into short center field, and it gets down in front of Cesar Hernandez. Off the end of the bat, Rony Hernandez flips one out there for a single. First Kannapolis hit, and two runners aboard to start the second inning.
That's one of those low expected batting average singles, yeah, that just had enough carry to clear the middle infield. And this is a real big test early on for Sandy Mejia. If he can just find a way to get out of this inning, get a quick out, maybe a double play ball, and really not let things get out of hand in this second.
Now here's Arxi Hernandez. First pitch misses low and outside. Hernandez is originally from Boni in the Dominican Republic. He's a 20-year-old, 6'2" tall right-hander. Force at all bases, the pitch. Fastball up and outside. And it's two balls and no strikes on Hernandez. Asien at second, Hernandez now at first after the walk and the single. Big key for Mejia tonight, just keeping the ball in the ballpark. He's allowed a home run in four of his five games this year. 2-0 home. And an off-speed pitch lands for strike one. Gave up a home run to Luis Castillo, the lefty for Carolina, on Wednesday night. The set in the 2-1 now. Fastball squeezing on the inner half, called strike two. And Mejia's come back to level the count.
I like that, trying to establish the inside half against some of these powerful bats in the Kannapolis lineup.
Arxi Hernandez batting 196 over 27 games. He swings at a curve and fouls it up above Drake Logan on the first base on deck circle. Hernandez has homered once, doubled and tripled twice, driven in 9 runs on the year and scored 12 times. But 28 strikeouts, that's the second most on the team. Hernandez ready for another 2-2. He strikes out here. Inside curveball got him. And Sandy Mejia picks up his second strikeout. Out number one of the second inning. Big result for Sandy. Runners at first and second now for Drake Logan.
I think I made this comparison last series, Chappie, but that curveball really looks a lot like the one we saw from Elimber Santa last year, where it just starts at eye level. You swing at it as a batter, and it's right at your kneecaps. I mean, just insane vertical movement.
Tons of drop. It floated in at 79 miles an hour. Pitch home to Logan, and that's high and inside. Drake Logan, a name that we're accustomed to seeing here in Kannapolis over the last few seasons. Tonight he plays in his 11th game of the year, batting 205 over his first 39 at-bats. He has 8 hits, 2 doubles, and a home run, along with 5 RBIs. 1-0 now, and he swings at the big hook. He was over top of it. It's 1-1. On base percentage at .295 for Drake Logan, a member of the 2023 Cannonballers, played in 98 games for Kannapolis last season. Next pitch, a curve, called strike 2. And that breaking ball's a more effective pitch right now for Mejia than his fastball, just in terms of picking up strikes. It's been a little bit errant with the velocity, but that curve is either getting the swing or it's on the edges of the zone. A look down to second. The pitch home. Another curve drifts inside. 2 balls and 2 strikes on Drake Logan. His numbers this year offensively are right around where they were last year. He was a .208 hitter in the Carolina League a season ago. Mentioned at .205 this year. On base was a little higher at .327. Long set by Mejia, the 2-2. Logan stays off a breaking ball, and he's rung up looking. 3 straight curves from Sandy Mejia. And Drake Logan back to the dugout. 2 runners reach, and then 2 batters strike out. Mikey Kane now in the 9 spot, the final man to see Sandy Mejia tonight. He has put himself back in control of this second inning. We're scoreless early on between the Woodpeckers and the Cannonballers. Asien off a second. Rony Hernandez is on first. And the first pitch to Kane, another breaking ball. I don't know if he's going to throw another fastball this inning, Colin.
I was going to say, if I'm Fernando Caldera behind the plate, I'm throwing the deuce down every single time. That has been a very effective pitch.
Mikey Kane, the righty with an open stance. Long set by Mejia as he takes the clock down to 3 and misses low with another curve. Our first look at Mikey Kane on the season. A new Cannonballer in the 2024 year. He's batting .171 over 10 games. 6 total hits on the year, 2 doubles and 4 singles. He's only driven in 1 run. The pitch down and outside and nabbed by Caldera. That was the fastball finally for Mejia, but wasn't really anywhere close to the zone. Low and outside.
I'm interested to see if he might try to work in the slider instead of the fastball, because right now, Chappie, that fastball has been really all over the place. Hasn't located it as much as we're accustomed to seeing.
38 pitches, 20 strikes so far for Mejia. The set in the 2-1. Down and away again with the fastball. 3 balls and 1 strike. Mejia is working at a completely opposite pace to that of his counterpart, Drew McDaniel, who's just been a flamethrower on the mound. He's been firing it quickly. Mejia, though, he's been bringing that clock all the way down between 3 and 1 second each time. Leadoff man and Nishida on deck. 3-1 the count on Mikey Kane. Mejia with a long look down to second, and he disengages, steps off, and checks the runners. Kane pinwheeling the bat. He's ready from the right side. Now the 3-1. It's in there. Took something off. It was the Mejia changeup at 82. Three balls, two strikes with two outs. The runners will be moving on this pitch. Here comes the payoff. Down and outside, and he lost him. Kane draws the walk. And Kanapolis has loaded the bases. Third walk for Mejia. First time through the order. And now it's Riku Nishida, the contact-oriented leadoff man with a chance to give the ballers the early lead. But first, we'll have a meeting on the mound with pitching coach Zach Wilkins. Wilkins making an early appearance, probably to try and help out Mejia's command issues a little bit.
And this is a week where the Fayetteville pitching staff has a chance to rebound, because it wasn't surprising, Chappie, that it was a tough week for them, where their ERA as a team is close to six against the Mudcats with the offense that Carolina possesses. But I think certainly the big thing is cutting down on the free passes. Yeah, you'll have games and weeks where the offense is red hot and will make some good swings, but you don't want to help them out that much. And for Mejia, a couple of walks here in the second, one in the first. Last thing you want to do is keep handing out free passes, do the job for Kanapolis. You really want to make them work, kind of like McDaniel's been doing on the other side.
Right after the meeting on the mound, Mejia goes to the rosin bag. He not only chalked up the palm of his hand, but also the back of his hands as well. Maybe having some real grip issues with the humidity down there on the field. The curveball misses down and inside, and it's 1-0 on Nishida.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, he is kind of shaking his head right now. I think some frustration setting in that he just isn't quite able to grip the baseball the way he wants to.
He has a sleeves on underneath that jersey, the 1-0. And there's a fastball just low and outside. Two balls and no strikes to Nishida. He's wiping the hand on the back of his pant leg as well. Trying to get a clean grip on the baseball. Nishida drew a walk his first time up. Ahead 2-0 here. The pitch swings and bounces it towards the middle. Over from second, Jaworski bobbled for a moment. Races to the second base bag and can't get there in time. Everybody is safe. And off a Jaworski bobble, Acien scores from third, and the Cannonballers have an early 1-0 lead. It'll go as an error on Chase. He tried to backhand that ball and make a dash to the second base bag, but it hit him in the palm of the glove. And all it took was just a quick bobble. And Mikey Kane was able to hustle it out, get to second base. So the inning continues with Ryan Burrows at the plate. And the first pitch is down and outside for ball one.
I don't think Chase knew how much time he actually had. He thought he might have needed to scoop that a little quicker than he actually did. If he took another half second, secured it, probably still would have won that foot race to second.
Now the 1-0 to Burrows. A swing and a ground ball pulled to short, circling behind Hernandez. One-handed pickup. He goes short to second. A close play, but it's in time to force out Nishida, and the inning is over. One run comes home for the Cannonballers off of a couple of walks. And it's the Ballers leading 1-0 after two tonight in Kanapolis. You're tuned in to Woodpeckers Baseball from the road on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
Fireworks Fridays are back at Segra Stadium all summer long. After every Friday home game, the Woodpeckers will light up the downtown sky with fireworks presented by Q98. 14 big shows are scheduled during 2024, including our July 3rd mega show and fan appreciation night to close the year on Sunday, September 8th. The Friday fun doesn't stop there. Come on out for our featured theme nights. 80 Deuces Night, May 10th. It's Star Wars Night, May 31st, and Video Game Night, June 21st. For more information on our 2024 promotions, please visit FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 19th through the 22nd for the induction of Adrian Beltre, Todd Helton, Jim Leland, and Joe Maurer, the class of 2024. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown.
We're back in Kannapolis for the top of the third. Yamal Encarnacion leads it off and takes strike one. Kannapolis scores on a infield error in the second inning, that is, and lead 1-0. Now to take you through the play-by-play in the third and the fourth. Glad to have him this week. It's Colin Casey.
Thank you so much, Andrew Chapman. Yamal Encarnacion with a lazy fly ball out to right field. And that catch is secured easily by Asian. So another quick first out for Drew McDaniel. Retires Encarnacion on just two pitches. He has set down all seven that he has faced so far, and Fernando Caldera will try and break that stretch. Caldera hitting an even 200 now on the season. And he takes strike one. A lot of first pitch strikes from former Ole Miss Rebel. No homers and three runs batted in for Caldera, the Coro, Venezuela native, 21 years old in his fourth professional season, all with Houston. McDaniel with the 0-1, sails a breaking ball high. Kannapolis taking the 1-0 lead on a fielder's choice in which there was an error from Chase Jaworski. The base is loaded, so an unearned run charged to Mejia, not charged, I should say, as Caldera rips it into center field, and the bid for the perfect game ends with one out in the top of the third for Drew McDaniel. Certainly too early to talk about that, but he was cruising through seven batters, but Fernando Caldera rips that one through. He's been really good at getting on base so far to start this season for Fayetteville, a .342 on base percentage coming into today's game, and he's at first with one out for Alberto Hernandez. First pitch from McDaniel is a fastball low and outside.
And Caldera with a hit in four of his six games in May now. He still tries to fight for time in the lineup between him, Will Bush, and Juan Santander, but has found ways to be productive.
1-0 to the Cuban is fouled back and out of play. Alberto on the year, no home runs, five runs batted in. He's hitting .178. Still trying to find a rhythm, has played in 22 games so far this year. Short lead off of first for Caldera. And McDaniel pumps in a fastball. Make it 1-2. We are halfway home in the first half for the Carolina League. They have a half-game lead currently in the division. Off the end of the bat, tipped foul by Hernandez. Woodpeckers trying to secure their first postseason bid in 5 years. 2019, the last time they were playing, well, still September baseball, but playing beyond the regular season. Two-strike pitch, and Hernandez fouls off yet another. Half-game lead on the Columbia Fireflies. The Royal Single-A affiliate will play against the Charleston River Dogs. That game actually underway at 7:05, so well into that ball game now. Another 1-2, and that one is over for a called strike three. Fifth strikeout for Drew McDaniel. One time through the order, he's given up just one base runner. Two away in the third, and Kenny Gomez will get his second crack at the right-hander from the state of Louisiana. We got a chance to see McDaniel last year, and it's safe to say, while he wasn't struggling by any stretch, he is vastly improved this time around in 2024. Kenny Gomez fouls off the first pitch up the first baseline. Gomez popped out on the first pitch of the ball game. The 0-1 offering down in the dirt, but dug out by Hernandez. For McDaniel in 2023, He was 5-8 with a 4.60 earned run average in 20 games. He made 17 starts. He's dropped that ERA down to 2.81 coming into today, and that has fallen to 2.57 at the moment. Gomez takes strike two right at the knees. Oliver Carrillo waiting on deck, and the two-strike pitch. Gomez could not hold the bat back on the check swing, called out by home plate umpire Leona Ricks, and that is six punch-outs through three innings for Drew McDaniel. He has kept Fayetteville scoreless. Caldera left at first. We go to the bottom of the third inning. Kannapolis 1, Fayetteville nothing. This is the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
Finally, a business journal for Fayetteville. The Greater Fayetteville Business Journal gives business people actionable intelligence, information that leads to more sales, more perspective on the region, and better decisions about growing your organization and your career. Check out the website at bizfayetteville.com and subscribe today. The Greater Fayetteville Business Journal. Read your way to success.
The Force is strong in downtown Fayetteville. Star Wars Night returns to Sagra Stadium Friday, May 31st, as our Woodpeckers take on the Augusta Green Jackets in a galaxy far, far away. Whether you're a Jedi or a Sith, dress up as your favorite characters and enjoy a baseball battle. The Woodpeckers will suit up in their Star Wars-themed uniforms and stick around for post-game fireworks presented by Q98 after the game. Star Wars Night, Friday, May 31st. First pitch at 7:05. For more details and tickets, go to FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com.
Home half of the third inning and a 1-0 lead for the hosts. Kannapolis on top of the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. Colin Casey, Andrew Chapman, happy to bring you on the road with us as the Woodpeckers embark on a 12-game road trip. The first six here in Kannapolis, the next six up in Salem, Virginia against the other Sox affiliate, the Salem Red Sox. Heart of the order here for Kannapolis, Caden Connor, the lefty, will lead things off against Sandy Mejia. And he takes a fastball up and in for ball one. Mejia had a little bit of command issues with his fastball through the first two innings, so we'll see if he can dial that in a little bit here. Connor struck out looking his first time around, and he lunges and fouls the 1-0 straight into the backstop. Lights on here at Atrium Health Ballpark on a mostly overcast Tuesday night. Line drive in the left, and it handcuffs Carrillo a bit, but he comes away with it, held up just long enough to make the catch. And a quick out for Mejia to begin the bottom of the third.
Oh, yeah, I forgot they have a bat dog here in Kannapolis. Yep.
Yellow lab.
That's right. That's right. Looks a little bit younger than Slider, the bat dog in Myrtle Beach, but there's a few of them here in the Carolina League.
Ryan Galani takes a breaking ball upstairs, the friendliest of rivalries between bat dogs. I think mine would probably get fired on the first day of the job because he is not nearly as well trained as these ones. A swing and a miss. It's a 1-1 count on the Kannapolis cleanup man.
I was told that they send the dogs, the bat dogs, to an actual school to learn how to fetch the bat and where exactly to walk. It's not just something you can do on your own.
I'm sure. High fastball, 2-1. Been a thing for a while now in minor league baseball, and probably one of the coolest things about minor league baseball. Mejia winds, kicks, and fires, and a high breaking ball, a little bit too high, 3-1. Galani didn't play too far as far as college ball from here in Kannapolis. Attended Wofford College in Spartanburg, South Carolina. 3-1, he swings and misses. And the count now full. Of course, Spartanburg will be the home of a new Texas Rangers affiliate following the 2024 season. The Down East Wood Ducks here in the Carolina League will be relocating to Spartanburg. And it's possible, while that stadium is under construction, they might be playing at Wofford College in year one in 2025. Not much news yet as far as their future home. Payoff pitch, Mejia spikes a fastball, and a one-out walk is the third now surrendered by the Fayetteville right-hander. Pardon me, the fourth.
Yeah, unfortunately, some of those command issues he had after the rain delay at home last week, they've trailed him into this road appearance, but overall, he's done a pretty good job of working around runners. Limited the big inning in the second. We'll have to do it again here.
He's pitching from the stretch once again. First pitch to Albertson Asian. Misses up and outside. As mentioned before, Asian formerly with the Red Sox organization. He was signed as a free agent earlier this year by Chicago. 1-0 is lined out into right field. Encarnacion can't get there. He'll play it on a hop. Fires it in quickly to second. And once again, two on and one out for the Kannapolis Cannonballers. A walk and a single. Rony Hernandez will try and keep the line moving. Hernandez had the other hit for the Cannonballers so far against Mejia, a single into center. And we'll see if Mejia can work himself out of another jam. He nearly did in the second without incident. Foul tip held onto by Caldera, 0-1, but a little bobble at second from Chase Jaworski was enough for everybody to be safe, and the run came across to score. Infield at double play depth for Fayetteville. Short leadoff of second for Galani, a larger one at first for Asian. Now a ground ball hit to the right side, only play is to first. Juan Santander scampers to the bag and tags it for the second out. Galani up to third, Asian to second. But now Mejia can just focus on the batter with two down. Arxi Hernandez now steps in, the third baseman. Struck out swinging, one of three Mejia strikeouts so far. And the first pitch is in the dirt, no advance. Mejia will throw his 60th pitch here. So efficiency certainly not where Fayetteville wants it to be tonight. Again, if he's only able to So if he only surrenders the one run, you'll certainly take that. 1-0. Sails outside and nearly gets past Caldera. That fastball feels like you can count on one hand how many of those heaters have been for strikes. Usually it's the breaking stuff that guys will have less control over, but damp conditions, you know, that heater can go all over the place. 2-0. Another fastball, misses down and away. First base is open. Drake Logan on deck for the Ballers. Mejia comes set. Focusing on home is 3-0. And that is in there for a strike. Hernandez taken all the way. One nothing Ballers, bottom of the third. 3-1 pitch, just a bit outside with the slider. And that is walk number five for Mejia. That'll load the bases once again And jogging out there quickly is Ricky Rivera, and he is telling his infield to stay where they are. So just a one-on-one. Well, not quite one-on-one. Caldera also there, but he wants to make sure that this message is directed right at Mejia.
Yeah, more of the direct conversation, like you said. And, you know, that last pitch, that ball four pitch to Hernandez, it was close. It was borderline, but it's all about starting the at-bat ahead, right? You can throw that pitch when you're ahead 0-2, and it might draw the swing when it's a 1-2 or even 2-2 count, but you fall behind 3-1, and it's just going to help that hitter take a more patient approach, and then that pitch isn't all that competitive at the end of the day. So that's where it has really started today for Mejia. Too many first-pitch balls, working from behind in counts. And when the manager comes out there to talk to you, I think you have a feeling that, you know, your day may be short-lived from here, but you have to try and be competitive, work out of another bases-loaded jam.
Mejia came into this ball game with 26 strikeouts, just 10 walks, but he's walked five, only struck out three so far. Bases are loaded, and Drake Logan cracks the first pitch. Down the right field line, it slices out of play.
DeWill Almonte has started to warm out there in the Fayetteville bullpen.
See if he has to enter before the end of the inning, with Mejia now at 64 pitches. Number 65 is fouled back, and in conversation with Rivera, might have resonated a little bit with Mejia. That was a well-located fastball, and he's ahead in the count, nothing and two. Annapolis trying to avoid leaving them loaded for the second straight inning. 0-2 pitch, curveball down and away. And that's when you want to see that waste pitch down and away. Try and get that chase, not in counts where you're already trailing. So you kind of alluded to before, Chappie. Now he is 1-2. Another curve, and that one is in there for a called strike three. Looked like Logan might have been expecting the fastball. His bat never left the shoulder, and Kanapolis leaves the bases loaded. Sandy Mejia escapes without any runs scored. We go to the fourth. The Ballers still lead at 1-0 on the Fayetteville Woodpeckers broadcast network.
Hi, I'm Trenton Reed, owner of the Dogwood Realty Group, and this is where your dreams find a home. Our dedicated team offers personalized solutions for every client, whether buying or selling. From cozy condos to spacious estates, we're here to make sure your real estate journey is seamless. Need to sell fast? Our innovative strategies ensure results in record time. Explore homes virtually on our user-friendly website, Real Estate Made Easy. Join families who've entrusted us. Contact Dogwood Realty Group today at 910-920-0323. Dogwood Realty Group. Faith, family, real estate.
Calling all pups! Wagon Wednesdays are your chance to enjoy some baseball with your furry friends at the ballpark. All dogs are welcome inside Sigma Stadium during Wednesday night home games throughout the season. Dog admission is just $1 with proof of up-to-date vaccination record. Leash required while in the park. Fetch a great deal with Wagon Wednesdays, presented by News Talk 640 WFNC. Visit FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com for more details.
Move ahead to the top of the fourth inning from Kanapolis, North Carolina. Cannonballers and Woodpeckers battle for the first time this season, the first of 18 games between the two North Carolina rivals. Kanapolis leads 1-0. Woodpeckers get themselves out of a bases-loaded jam. And now it will be Oliver Carrillo, the two-hitter, to lead it off against Drew McDaniel, former Ole Miss Rebel. Misses upstairs with a fastball, ball one. McDaniel has hardly broken a sweat through three innings. He's given up just one hit and has already struck out half a dozen Woodpeckers. Carrillo swinging for the fences and can only get a piece of that one. Oliver Carrillo, five home runs, team leading five homers on the year. Breaking ball misses down and outside. He came over to Houston in the offseason after playing in the rookie leagues with the San Diego Padres. Fouls the 2-1 straight back. And, Chappie, I think both of us were looking preseason at some of the guys coming to Fayetteville and wondering, you know, why would San Diego want to move on from him? And sometimes you just don't have a spot for a guy on the roster, but it certainly was to Houston's benefit because Carrillo's already shown some real promise with the Woodpeckers this season. Slider misses outside, full count.
Just helps, too, when you find a group of guys that you enjoy playing with, right? It seems like Carrillo has a great relationship with guys like Juan Santander, the younger Neomar Ochoa. And when you're in an environment where you feel comfortable as a player and you can have a lot of conversations about your craft, it just helps you on the field.
Carrillo couldn't quite hold up on that payoff pitch, a high breaking ball. He goes around on the check swing. Seventh strikeout for Drew McDaniel, his third straight punch out. And Kanapolis has the first out of the fourth inning. That'll bring up Cesar Hernandez. He struck out his first time against McDaniel as well.
Scorebook looks real different on each side of the card tonight. You have Mejia, who's worked around seven base runners today, giving up the one run, and McDaniel, who's only allowed the one runner on the Caldera single.
Check swing, but Hernandez was able to hold up. Pitch misses inside, and despite a 15-minute delay to this game, it's safe to say these two teams are a lot more fortunate than some of the other teams in the Carolina League on this Tuesday for series openers. Called strike there. We've had a pair of postponements, including one directly east of here in Kinston, where the Down East Wood Ducks and Carolina Mudcats will have to wait till tomorrow to start their series. A fly ball pretty deep down the left field line, but it'll slice out of play. Another postponement taking place up north in the North Division would have been a matchup between the Delmarva Shorebirds and the Lynchburg Hillcats. They'll have to wait till tomorrow as well. 2-2 from McDaniel. Hernandez, line drive, it's fair down the left field line. We'll see what his speed can turn this into. He heads into second base, slides safely. Very close play as the throw came in quickly from Nishida. First extra base hit of the ball game belongs to the Woodpeckers. One out double for Cesar Hernandez.
Really good swing, and anything into the corners or into the gap with Cesar Hernandez usually means extra bases. Gets the feet going quick and was at his max speed by the time he was halfway up that first baseline. Kind of a quiet series last week at the plate. Nice to see Cesar get going. His first extra base hit in the month of May.
Juan Santander takes a slider down and outside. Yeah, his last real big game we can remember from Hernandez was when he finished just a double shy of the cycle in the series opener on the road against the Delmarva Shorebirds. That was on April 30th. 1-0. Santander takes a called strike. This is the seventh series of the year for Fayetteville. They have won five out of six series openers. The lone one they've lost was 1 week ago against Carolina Mudcats. 1-1 on the way for McDaniel, and a good slider ties up Santander, 1-2. That was a 4-1 loss for Fayetteville last Tuesday. Ran into a red-hot pitcher in that game, kind of similar to this one. That was Manuel Rodriguez, who went seven innings, gave up just one run on a solo home run. Disengagement from McDaniel. Taking a look at Hernandez. Certainly a threat to run, even at second base. Santander flew out to right field his first time up. And now the 1-2 is a breaking ball grounded to third, scooped between hops by Arxie Hernandez, and he throws across the diamond to Connor for the second out. Heads up play, looking Cesar Hernandez back to the bag before completing the play. And Hernandez will stay at second with two down. And here comes Chase Jaworski. for another big swing after two of them on Sunday. But he struck out swinging his first time against McDaniel. Colorado native takes a first pitch changeup in for a called strike. One fastball, strike two for McDaniel. He's now thrown 37 strikes out of 53 pitches, looking to record his eighth strikeout and get through four scoreless here. A look at Hernandez, the 0-2. Jaworski stays alive, chops it foul towards the Kannapolis dugout. Infield respecting the power of Jaworski. Everyone playing fairly deep across the diamond with two outs. 0-2, Jaworski can't lay off the high fastball at 92. And Drew McDaniel has struck out eight Woodpeckers over the first four innings. Fayetteville leaves Hernandez at second base. And we're on to the bottom of the fourth inning. Kannapolis still leads the Woodpeckers 1-0 on the Fayetteville Woodpeckers radio network.
Fairfield Inn and Suites by Marriott Fayetteville North is a proud partner of the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. Visiting Fayetteville? Stay with a winning team. Located off Highway 401, they're right near the airport and just a 15-minute drive from Fort Bragg and Cross Creek Mall. Enjoy the amenities of a first-class stay with clean and sanitized rooms, free self-parking, a 24-hour business center, and complimentary full breakfast. Planning an event? The hotel even features 757 square feet of event facilities. Call them today and book your stay at 910-223-7867.
Vamanos! Los Guerreros de Fayetteville return to the diamond in 2024. Watch the Woodpeckers transform into their Copa de la Diversión identity for three regular season games, May 11th, June 11th, and September 4th. Enjoy tasty Latin-inspired food items from the concession stands. Mark your calendars. The first 1,000 fans through the gates on Los Guerreros kickoff night, May 11th, will receive a Guerreros bucket hat thanks to Blue Diamond Transportation. Get your tickets now for La Noche de Los Guerreros at FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com.
Interested in keeping up with all things Woodpeckers? Follow the Fayetteville Woodpeckers on social media for team news, highlights, ticket information, promotions, and more. The Woodpeckers can be found on Facebook by searching Fayetteville Woodpeckers, as well as on Twitter at WoodpeckersNC and Instagram at Fayetteville Woodpeckers. You can also follow the team's all-new TikTok page at Fay Woodpeckers. For more information on how to access your favorite Carolina League team on social media, visit MILB.com/Fayetteville.
New arm on the mound for the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. Begin the bottom of the fourth inning. Sandy Mejia goes three innings, gives up one unearned run, and the first pitch from Dowell Amonte is hit out towards left center field, and it will find the gap. Tracked down by Cesar Hernandez, but Mikey Kane will slide into second and just beat the throw with a leadoff double for Kannapolis. So right away, Cannonballers aggressive against Almonte, who's coming off a rough outing last week against Carolina. And Kannapolis with a 1-0 lead already will have a runner in scoring position, nobody out. And for the third time, leadoff hitter Riku Nishida comes to the plate. Nishida has reached base both times, once on a walk, the other on a fielder's choice. Shows bunt, but he takes strike one. Almonte, no record, a 10.38 earned run average over four relief appearances. Four and a third total innings pitch. That whip has climbed to 2.08 on the year. Six strikeouts, two walks. Bunt from Nishida, he gets this one down, but it rolls foul. It hasn't been control issues for Almonte. He's thrown a lot of strikes, but kind of the opposite of what we saw from Sandy Mejia, just a little bit too much of the strike zone, and that was the case in Fayetteville's loss a couple of days ago, the last time that Almonte pitched in that Mudcat series. 0-2, and Sheeta swings away this time, fouls it into the protective netting.
Colin, final line tonight for Sandy Mejia. Three innings, gave up two hits, one run that was unearned due to that Jaworski error. Five walks, which stands out, but left seven runners on at the end of the day and struck out four.
0-2, down in the dirt, Caldera with a very good stop. And all things considered, hey, only one run came across. Certainly wasn't his best outing command-wise, but he fought and was able to keep it a one-run ball game a third of the way in.
And dropped his season ERA by more than a point from 8.62 to 7.23.
Two-strike pitch. Sheeta flares it off to the left. I think the biggest moment in this one, there were really two big moments for Mejia. The first was he bounced back after the error, wasn't rattled by it with two outs, got the final out, and then after he walked the bases loaded in the third inning, Ricky Rivera comes out, calms him down, and he strikes out the last batter he faces. Another swing from Nishida and another foul ball. Almonte from Puerto Plata in the Dominican Republic. Did not pitch last year. His 1-2 is grounded to the right side. This will advance the runner. Jaworski moving to his left. Throws it to Santander for the first out. Mikey Cain, meanwhile, up to third base. And Ryan Burrows will come up to the plate and try and double Kanapolis' lead. Nishida couldn't get the bunt down, but essentially did what he was set out to do and grounded one to the right side and moved the runner over. Now Fayetteville will bring the infield in, and Burrows takes a slider on the outside corner, strike one. Ryan Burrows 0-for-2 so far, fly out and a ground out. This time he lays off the slider as the 0-1 misses down and outside. Almonte assigned to Fayetteville a little under a month ago on April 18th. And is 1-1. Swung on and missed. Another good slider. Almonte got a chance to pitch in the Dominican Summer League in 2022 before he missed last year with an injury. Slider lined into shallow center field, and Ryan Burrows with a base hit that will score Kane. And Kanapolis now has a 2-0 lead here in the bottom of the fourth inning. Nice smooth swing from Burrows, and he gets the job done.
Just a swing where he kept his hands tight. Slider that started inside, bled a little bit too much out over the middle of the plate. And, you know, for Kanapolis tonight, nothing's been all that well struck. Just a lot of singles that they've tapped around the outfield. They've obviously taken their walks, but connect for a couple here against Almonte.
Burrows in his Carolina League debut picks up his first single-A hit and his first RBI as well. Pitch is fouled off by Caden Connor. Burrows was on the move. He had a terrific start. Burrows did in the Arizona Complex League this year, batted .474, 9 hits and 19 at-bats. Drove in 2 runs. Sharply hit ground ball from Connor on the right side, and it hooks foul. Just got the call up, Burrows did, and already paying dividends for this Ballers lineup. Certainly a big vote of confidence when your manager, Patrick Leland, sticks you right in the 2-hole and says, you know what, we're riding the hot hand. Even if it was in a lower level. Burrows with a couple of steps off of first from the stretch. Almonte comes home. And his 0-2 check swing, the appeal. We'll see in a moment as sliding in safely to second base is Burrows. And he did go around. So after a long delay, Theo Arndt signals that it was strike three. It certainly looked like he went around, and obviously aren't doing the right thing focusing on the play at second base first. So at the very least, it's a productive second out as Burrows picks up the stolen base. But with two away, Ryan Galani will try and bring in this runner with no safety net of an extra out.
Pecker season. Quench your thirst on Thirsty Thursdays, every Thursday home game with $4 16-ounce brews and $2 Pepsi products all night long. Head to the ballpark early for live music on select Thursday nights beginning at 5 p.m. at Healy's Bar. Start your weekend early all summer long at Segra Stadium's Thirsty Thursday, presented by Rock 103 FM. Visit FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com for more details.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
I can buy myself flowers, write my name in the sand, talk to myself for hours.
Top five from Kannapolis. The Ballers lead the Woodpeckers 2-0. Drew McDaniel looking to continue his run of dominance on the mound and taking over on the play-by-play. Here's the voice of the Woodpeckers, Andrew Chapman.
All right, thank you, Colin. Only two base runners so far for Fayetteville. Make it three on the very first pitch. Wander Luciano rips a single out into left field on a line out in front of Nishida. And he has his first hit of the day. That ball was smoked. And for Luciano, coming off his double on Sunday, he has a hit in back-to-back games. First time that the Woodpeckers have put the leadoff man aboard tonight. See what they can make out of it, trailing 2-0. Yamal Encarnacion now, the switch hitter from the left side, is ready. And he scoots out of the way of a down-and-in slider for ball one. Drew McDaniel works very quick, so you have to really be geared up in the box and be ready for it to come at you. You get that one timeout to slow things down, but that's all. Big rip by Yamal on an off-speed pitch, and it's 1-1. Encarnacion back down into the bottom third of the order today after being a mainstay in the 1-2 spot last homestand. The set with Luciano off of first, 1-1, is cut through again. It was a rare instance to see Yamal strike out three times on Sunday. He was in the leadoff spot, went 0-for-5. He had had six strikeouts all year, and then he had the three strikeout game. The 1-2 now. Down and outside, it missed. We were calling him the Tony Gwynn of the Woodpeckers with the type of week he had, just getting on base, scoring runs. Isn't that one crazy Tony Gwynn statistic that he only had, what was it, less than 10 three-strikeout games in his whole career or something like that? 2-2 pitch, and Encarnacion pops it left side, drifting towards the stands and foul.
Just a complete anomaly of a player Tony Gwynn was, and you look at his career statistics and struck out 434 times. He walked 790 times. 360 almost more walks than strikeouts.
And Yamal's just, the guy's gets the bat on the ball. 2-2 home. Swings and flies it out into short right center field. Logan drifting into the gap, and the center fielder makes the catch. Pretty routine play for out number one. And there will always be value in that in the game of baseball. Strikeouts are absolute, right? Nothing productive comes of a strikeout. But just the ability to put the ball in play can make things happen on the diamond, even if it's a ground out or a fly out like we just saw. Luciano at first with one out, and here comes Fernando Caldera standing in the right side. First pitch home is a thigh-high changeup for strike one.
And one of the biggest what-ifs in baseball really is for Gwynn. What if he was able to finish out that 94 strike-shortened season where he hit 394 before the rest of the season was canceled due to the labor strike?
The 0-1 now, and a ground ball pulled out towards short. Could end the inning. Burroughs shovels to Kane. The turn to first is in time, and Kannapolis rolls it. A 6-4-3 double play, and that'll end a quick Fayetteville fifth inning. Leadoff single goes for naught. We're halfway through it tonight in K-Town. The Woodpeckers trailing the Ballers by a 2-0 score.
Fireworks Fridays are back at Segra Stadium all summer long. After every Friday home game, the Woodpeckers will light up the downtown sky with fireworks presented by Q98. 14 big shows are scheduled during 2024, including our July 3rd mega show and fan appreciation night to close the year on Sunday, September 8th. The Friday fun doesn't stop there. Come on out for our featured theme nights. 80 Deuces Night, May 10th. It's Star Wars Night, May 31st, and Video Game Night, June 21st. For more information on our 2024 promotions, please visit FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
Broadcasting live from Atrium Health Ballpark in Kannapolis, North Carolina. It's time for the bottom of the fifth inning. Andrew Chapman alongside Colin Casey. Glad to be with you on the road all week long in the first matchup of 18 between the South Division opponents. Right-hander DeWill Almonte back out on the mound for his second inning of work. And he misses low on the first pitch to Albertson Acien. It was a quick top half of the fifth. Fernando Caldera rolled into a 6-4-3 inning-ending double play after Wander Luciano led off the inning with a single. And the Kannapolis starter Drew McDaniel threw five scoreless innings of three-hit baseball. Pitch a ball down and outside on Acien. DeWill Almonte gave up a run in the fourth. A Mikey Kane double and then an RBI single from Ryan Burroughs, the pitch. 2-0 lifted out into right center field for Encarnacion and Hernandez. It'll be Yamal Encarnacion calling off his center fielder and making the catch short of the right field warning track. So one gone, ending in a third through for DeWill Almonte. And here comes Rony Hernandez. Hernandez 1-for-2 with a single back in the second inning. That's from the left side. Third trip to the plate now. First time seeing Almonte. And a curve called to strike right on the outside corner. Pronounced Rony Hernandez, but he spells it just like Ronnie, R-O-N-N-Y. The wind, the kick, the 0-1 home. Curve misses outside. That's always one of the first questions you got to ask a guy when he shows up into town. How do you say the name?
Yeah, I feel bad for some of these Latin American guys, too. I'm sure they've had to do a lot of corrections since they've arrived to the States.
The 1-1 home now. And a fly ball lifted left side out of play.
Even a guy like me who, you know, took 7-8 years of Spanish in school, mm-hmm. and I'm still butchering them left and right.
Infield pulled around to the right side. Here's the wind of the 1-2 now. In on the hands, fisted foul into the screen. Kannapolis with two runs on four hits. They scored their first run in the second inning. Ended up being unearned against the starter, Sandy Mejia, when a two-out ground ball was booted a bit by Jaworski, and he couldn't make a play at second to end the inning. 1-2, down and inside, kicks through Caldera and all the way to the backstop.
That one startled the bat dog. Had to back off a couple of steps.
You know, I've noticed with the bat dog, keep an eye on it, Colin, the bat dog keeps an eye on the pitcher and starts to shuffle a little bit like it's getting ready to field the ball when the pitch comes home. Fly ball lifted deep to left. Carrillo drifting back, and it's over his head. Two hops to the base of the fence. Hernandez stretching down to second, and he's in with a stand-up double. Gives it a drive into the opposite field, and it wasn't hanging up very long for Carrillo to get back. He took a few steps back with that ball over his head, landing on the warning track. Hernandez just short of a home run ball, but he has the second Kannapolis double in his many innings.
And once again, another instance where Fayetteville pitching has been under duress. They really haven't had a chance to breathe ever since the first inning, and even then, he has stranded a runner in scoring position. This Cannonballers offense came to play today.
So here is Arxi Hernandez after Rony Hernandez comes up with a double, and the first pitch misses high and in on him. A ball and no strikes. Mejia walked five, and that was the big key today for Almonte. If you give up a couple singles, that's fine, but try to avoid the free passes. Next pitch, a fastball lifted foul over the Atrium Health ballpark sign. A big fluorescent sign up above the roof on the third base side. Atrium Health in that turquoise green. Naming rights to this ballpark bought in 2021 when they opened up for business. Line drive up the middle. Jaworski with a lunging grab, and he'll take it to second base. Stomp on the pillow and complete the unassisted double play. Perfectly positioned, Chase Jaworski up the middle, took a small little leap to reel it in. Nothing Rony Hernandez could do. Both halves of the inning end with a double play ball, and we go to the sixth. It's Kannapolis leading 2-0 on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network. Finally, a business journal for Fayetteville. The Greater Fayetteville Business Journal gives business people actionable intelligence, information that leads to more sales, more perspective on the region, and better decisions about growing your organization and your career. Check out the website at bizfayetteville.com and subscribe today. The Greater Fayetteville Business Journal. Read your way to success.
The Force is strong in downtown Fayetteville. Star Wars Night returns to Sacred Stadium Friday, May 31st, as our Woodpeckers take on the Augusta Green Jackets in a galaxy far, far away. Whether you're a Jedi or a Sith, dress up as your favorite characters and enjoy a baseball battle. The Woodpeckers will suit up in their Star Wars-themed uniforms and stick around for post-game fireworks presented by Q98 after the game. Star Wars Night, Friday, May 31st. First pitch at 7:05. For more details and tickets, go to FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com.
The world is a vampire. Santa Jane. Secret destroyers. Hold you up to the flames. And what do I get for my pain? Betrayed desires.
Top of the sixth inning in Kannapolis. Woodpeckers still looking for a run to open up this series. Alberto Hernandez stands into the right side in the nine spot leading off the inning against the right-hander Drew McDaniel and rips the first pitch foul on the ground towards third. And it's nothing in one. Drew McDaniel is trying to extend off of five scoreless here, deliver the Cannonballers a quality start. He went six innings his last time out, but he wasn't this efficient. He gave up seven hits and four earned runs, including a home run. Tonight he's working on potentially six scoreless. Hernandez swings and got under it, pulls a fly out into short left field. Nishida sprinting in, loses the cap, and makes the catch with the shortstop Burrows in the area as well. So one gone. If McDaniels can get through this sixth inning, it'll be the third time on the season already in six games where he's pitched six. First did it here at home against Charleston back on April 23rd. That was a quality start where he allowed just one run on a solo homer, struck out eight. Tonight he's fanned eight Woodpeckers as well. And is through five and a third scoreless. Now Kenny Gomez taking the first pitch up and in for ball one. Kenny 0 for 2 with a foul out towards third and a strikeout. Swings here, hooks a soft line drive up the right field line, and it's fair. Inside of the chalk line and burying down into the corner. The throw to second skips away. It's rolling towards third base where it's backed up by Nishida. And Kenny Gomez is in standing with a double.
The thing is even if that ball got away, I think they called that a dead ball because it might have bounced out of play down the line or something. Might have gotten stuck under there. I don't know. The ball was still moving,
though. Did they really? Okay.
I don't know if it really did get out of play or not, but they did signal a dead ball, at least did Theo Arndt, the field umpire. But either way, it was going to be two bases for Gomez. And once again, we'll see if Fayetteville can string something together. They've had good swings. They just haven't been in clusters.
Second double of the game. The first was Cesar Hernandez in the fourth inning. Just the second time they've also put a runner in scoring position. Oliver Carrillo gets strike one delivered to him, and it's 0-1 on the righty. Carrillo's fanned twice against McDaniel and takes a breaking ball low and outside here on the second pitch. It's 1-1. McDaniel, the Lafayette, Louisiana native. Went to Ole Miss for college. I'm sure he was on the Raging Cajuns recruiting watch back in his high school day. Pitch chased by Carrillo below the zone. Had he gone to that program, might have been a college teammate of Jackson Nezu. Went to St. Thomas More High School in Louisiana.
It was probably went to a couple of UL Lafayette games when I seen Spencer Arrighetti pitch.
That's
during
right.
Those times.
1-2 pitch, high fastball, strikes out Carrillo. And it's the hat trick tonight for Oliver. Now a season-high 9 strikeouts for McDaniel. 2 outs in the Fayetteville 6th inning. Here comes Cesar Hernandez trying to bring home that first run of the day. It's Kenny Gomez standing on second. Woodpeckers have not put a runner to third yet today. Hernandez ready. Takes downstairs a ball, and it's 1-0. Shot a line drive down the left field line in the fourth. Good for his first extra base hit in May. Colin was talking about that big game he had on the final day of April in Delmarva, where he was just a double shy of the cycle. The 1-0 now. Curveball drifts in, called strike one, and the count levels. McDaniel's only at 73 pitches right now. The most that he has thrown in a game this year is 85, his last time out, so he's been economical. The 1-1 in for a strike. Fastball right on the low outside corner. And Hernandez showing his displeasure for that call. He calls for time and steps out of the box, removes the helmet, and wipes the forehead.
Got to have a quick memory here. Huge at-bat, base hit, and your team can feel like they're right back in this ball game.
2-0 Cannonballers with 2 outs in the 6th. Man at second, Gomez. The 1-2 now. Curveball is tipped. And did the catcher hold on to it? Don't think he did. It got a piece of Hernandez flush, though, behind the plate. Thought he might have corralled it with the body for a moment.
I think it caught him right in the thigh and just rolled away. Not the worst spot to get hit as a catcher.
McDaniel leaning in and getting the sign from Hernandez. The pitch swung on and lifted on a line out in the left field. Nishida cutting over, and he makes a lunging grab for the final out of the inning. Big play defensively for the Kannapolis left fielder Riku Nishida to save the hit, save a run, and strand Kenny Gomez at second base. 6 scoreless in the book for Drew McDaniel, and we head to the home half of the inning. It's the Cannonballers 2 and the Woodpeckers nothing. On the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
Hi, I'm Trenton Reed, owner of the Dogwood Realty Group, and this is where your dreams find a home. Our dedicated team offers personalized solutions for every client, whether buying or selling. From cozy condos to spacious estates, we're here to make sure your real estate journey is seamless. Need to sell fast? Our innovative strategies ensure results in record time. Explore homes virtually on our user-friendly website, Real Estate Made Easy. Join families who've entrusted us. Contact Dogwood Realty Group today at 910-920-0323. Dogwood Realty Group. Faith, family, real estate.
Calling all pups! Wagon Wednesdays are your chance to enjoy some baseball with your furry friends at the ballpark. All dogs are welcome inside Sigma Stadium during Wednesday night home games throughout the season. Dog admission is just $1 with proof of up-to-date vaccination record. Leash required while in the park. Fetch a great deal with Wagon Wednesdays, presented by News Talk 640 WFNC. Visit FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com for more details.
The bottom of the sixth inning in Kannapolis. Kannapolis is leading 2-0 over Fayetteville in the opener of this series. Dewayle Almonte returns to the mound in his first pitch to Drake Logan, a slider off the outside corner. It was called a strike as he got the call, and it's 0-1. Quiet day for Logan in the eighth spot, 0-2 with a pair of strikeouts. This is the first time he faces Almonte. 0-1 is taken low and inside for ball one. The Woodpeckers have not had more than four batters step to the plate in any inning tonight. They have a couple of doubles and a pair of singles, but have not come up with that hit with runners in scoring position thus far. 1-1, called a strike on an outside corner fastball, and it's 1-2. Logan, then Mikey Kane on deck, and the top of the order, Riku Nishida. Infield press back, the 1-2 now. And Logan bounces it softly towards short, charging in Hernandez, fields with the heel of the glove, throws on the move, and it's in time. Just barely gets Drake Logan by a half step. Logan has good speed, and Hernandez had to be perfect on that play. Every moment counted. He didn't even field it all that cleanly. You could see the baseball just hanging out on the palm of his glove. But he transferred quickly, got the grip on the baseball, and fired off a running throw for out number one. Mikey Kane now into the right side. The wind, the kick, the pitch. Fastball called strike one on the high outside edge.
Now, Alberto's been one of the most reliable defenders that Ricky Rivera's had so far through the season. I mean, that's a play that very few shortstops make in this league, but Hernandez to perfection.
Kane doubled and scored in the fourth inning. Checks his swing here on an outside slider, and they'll say he went too far. That was a close check, probably worthy of an appeal, but the plate umpire, Leanna Ricks, making the decision. 0-2 on Kane. Jaworski all the way towards the middle, made a great grab on a line drive and completed an unassisted double play last inning. Here's a fly, cracked out into short left field. Carrillo closing ground, and he makes a stuttering grab for out number two. Well, this day in Woodpeckers history, we flashed back to May 14th of 2021. 3 years ago, Jason Schroeder, Ernesto Jaquez, and Angel Macuare combined to throw the first ever no-hitter in franchise history in a 5-0 win at Segra Stadium over these Kannapolis Cannonballers. The grouping of pitchers walked four, struck out 13 as Nishida fouls the first pitch back, and it was Ronaldo Urdaneta, the second baseman, making the catch out in short right field on a pop-up to complete the no-no. Almonte steps off 0-1 on Nishida. Pretty cool moment. It was only the fourth or fifth game coming out of the pandemic, and it was still limited capacity in park. You couldn't even sell all the tickets. The Y and the kick and the 0-1 home. Nishida checks on a low one and did not go. Announced attendance that night was a little over 2,800. To watch a little bit of Woodpeckers history.
That's one those three who were on the mound will certainly never forget. And, you know, you never know how long your minor league career is going to be. So every single moment counts, and that's one that certainly will be etched in their memories.
1-1 pitch, a curve that drops to the low outside corner, well located for strike two. Andreessen Schroeder was ultimately released by the organization. Ernesto Jaquez was traded over to the White Sox organization. Got to double check where Angel Maquade is. Or I haven't seen his name surface recently. The 1-2 coming home. Fastball up and inside. Colin can do a quick search.
Yeah, he is actually with the Pensacola Blue Wahoos right now in Double-A Miami. 24 years old and having a great start to the season. ERA less than one.
Oh, wow. In a full-time reliever role. Bouncing ball by Nishida, pulled to second base. Jaworski up with it, quickly throws to first, and it's in time to complete a 1-2-3 inning. So Duel Almonte with his best inning yet, third inning of work, and it closes out a scoreless sixth for both lineups. We're on to the final third of the game, seventh inning next. Kannapolis leading 2-0. Fairfield Inn & Suites by Marriott Fayetteville North is a proud partner of the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. Visiting Fayetteville? Stay with a winning team. Located off Highway 401, they're right near the airport, and just a 15-minute drive from Fort Bragg and Cross Creek Mall. Enjoy the amenities of a first-class stay with clean and sanitized rooms, free self-parking, a 24-hour business center, and complimentary full breakfast. Planning an event? The hotel even features 757 square feet of event facilities. Call them today and book your stay at 910-223-7867.
Vamanos! Los Guerreros de Fayetteville return to the Diamond in 2024. Watch the Woodpeckers transform into their Copa de la Diversión identity for three regular season games, May 11th, June 11th, and September 4th. Enjoy tasty, Latin-inspired food items from the concession stands. Mark your calendars. The first 1,000 fans through the gates on Los Guerreros kickoff night, May 11th, will receive a Guerreros bucket hat thanks to Blue Diamond Transportation. Get your tickets now for La Noche de Los Guerreros at FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com.
Interested in keeping up with all things Woodpeckers? Follow the Fayetteville Woodpeckers on social media for team news, highlights, ticket information, promotions, and more. The Woodpeckers can be found on Facebook by searching Fayetteville Woodpeckers, as well as on Twitter at WoodpeckersNC and Instagram at Fayetteville Woodpeckers. You can also follow the team's all-new TikTok page at Fay Woodpeckers. For more information on how to access your favorite Carolina League team on social media, visit MILB.com/Fayetteville.
Start of the seventh inning, and it's Juan Santander into the right side for Fayetteville. Ballers lead in this final third of the game 2-0, and let's send it back to Colin for the play-by-play.
All right, thank you so much, Chappie. And McDaniel in rarefied air on the season right now with this outing as Santander fouls it off to make it 1-1. He's able to get an out here. He would be just the fourth Carolina League arm this year to go more than six innings in a game. And only two have gone seven innings so far in 2024. Santander takes a ball outside. He is flown out and grounded out, one of which was 1 week ago. Manuel Rodriguez went seven innings against the Woodpeckers at Segra Stadium. The other was on the same day, ironically enough. 2-1, and Santander is hit one out towards deep right field, back by the wall, making the catch. With about 5 feet to spare is Albertson Asian. And Santander with a long out number one to start the seventh. Just missed it. Second time he's flown out to right field. It'll bring up Chase Jaworski. The other instance was on May 7th, and it was Augusta's Riley Fry who went seven innings against the Myrtle Beach Pelicans. So McDaniel trying to go seven himself a week later. Jaworski swings the first pitch and pops it up foul. Chase 0 for 2. Daniel has struck him out both times. A 1 pitch is a breaking ball struck into center field, and that will fall in front of Drake Logan. Chase Jaworski has himself a single, the fifth hit of the ball game for Fayetteville. They're even with Kannapolis in that category, and now have a hit in each of the last five innings.
Well, McDaniel's been at his best today by keeping that breaking ball low. He's gotten a lot of swing and miss out of it to rack up his 9 strikeouts. He hung that one, and he showed a little bit of frustration after Jaworski capitalized and came up with a hit off the mistake.
Connor Luciano's got a hit against McDaniel tonight. Takes ball one down and outside. Ripped one into left field to start the fifth inning, but he's retired on 6-4-3 inning-ending double play that McDaniel induced against Caldera. Jaworski, the team leader in stolen bases, leads off of first, and this one is grounded left side. Tough play by the shortstop. The one hopper to the bag, dug out by Mikey Kane. And Jaworski is retired. It's a fielder's choice. Nice play by Ryan Burrows. Get that ball there quickly. Short arm to throw, but it's bailed out by his second baseman. Two down, and Luciano will take Jaworski's spot at first. Jamal Encarnacion looking to keep the inning alive. McDaniel now at 85 pitches. Pitch number 86, hit on the ground, right side, dug out by Connor, and he will tag the bag himself. First baseman gets the out unassisted, and Fayetteville leaves another base runner on. They have been shut out over seven innings by Kannapolis right-hander Drew McDaniel. We go to the stretch, 2-0 Kannapolis on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
There's no better place to spend your Thursday nights in the Ville than Segra Stadium this Woodpecker season. Quench your thirst on Thirsty Thursdays every Thursday home game with $4 16-ounce brews and $2 Pepsi products all night long. Head to the ballpark early for live music on select Thursday nights beginning at 5 p.m. at Healy's Bar. Start your weekend early all summer long at Segra Stadium's Thirsty Thursday, presented by Rock 103 FM. Visit FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com for more details.
She grew up in Indiana town, had a good looking mama. Never was home half the seventh from Kannapolis. The Ballers lead the Woodpeckers 2-0. Right-hander Ben Petschke taking over on the mound, the third Fayetteville arm to enter the ballgame. He starts off Kannapolis two-hitter Ryan Burrows with a called strike on the outside corner. Working quickly, and he blows a fastball by Burrows. It is 0-2. Petschke last worked in the previous series against the Mudcats, and he gets a swing and a miss from Burrows. So three quick strikes, and Petschke kicks off his outing with a punch-out, one away. Ben, the 22-year-old, born in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, and last pitched for Samford University prior to signing with Fayetteville and the Houston Astros last summer. Comes in with a 1-0 record, a 7.50 earned run average over a dozen innings this year. 12 walks, 9 strikeouts. Caden Connor, left-handed hitting first baseman, takes ball one outside. Dowell Almonte exits after three innings of one-run ball, gave up three hits, no walks, and one strikeout. Petschke skips a breaking ball low. This is his eighth appearance of the season. Mentioned that last outing he had came on May 8th. That was Wednesday against the Mudcats. Ended up going three innings, walked four, struck out four, gave up one run on one hit. Pitch misses low, 3-0 now for Connor, who is 0-3 with two strikeouts. Opponents are hitting just 091 against Petschke in the month of May so far. Connor taking all the way. That's over 3-1. Ben has started to get a feel for single-A batters that he's been facing over his last couple of outings. Just the one earned run over his last three. There's a drive out towards left field. Sends Carrillo back. Still going back at one hops up against the Lily sign in left center field. Carrillo turns, fires it back in, but not before Caden Connor has himself a standing one-out double. Been a lot of two-baggers tonight on both sides. So Kannapolis will have an insurance run in scoring position, and their cleanup man, Ryan Galani, the DH, coming up. Galani, ground out, a walk and a flyout so far. Look at second, Petschke. This is one downstairs. This is the 79th all-time meeting between Fayetteville and Kannapolis. The all-time season series, 39-39. Dead even coming into this series opener. Fastball, a little bit upstairs, maybe a hair outside. One of Fayetteville's closest rivals. Petschke's 2-0 inside. That'll back Galani off a bit.
Kannapolis came back to sort of even up the head-to-head all-time last year in 2021. They really struggled. They had one of the worst records in the minor leagues, and the Woodpeckers got the better of them.
3-0. Dips down and away, ball four. So that walk will put them at first and second with one down, and Albertson a seeing. We'll look to pad this Kannapolis advantage. They got one in the second, one in the fourth.
Well, that's what you like about Dewell Almonte's job tonight. He gave up some hits. You know, he scattered a double, a couple of singles, but didn't walk anybody, and that was a nice change after Mejia, the starter, gave up five free passes. So Petschke's got to throw strikes. Still a two-run game, very much in reach.
Seen Fayetteville come back from worse last series as that pitch is fouled off the mask of Caldera and then clears the backstop, landing in the club-level seats. Chappie and I were talking off-air earlier, and as far as this pitching staff goes, they certainly want to get the most out of everybody because right now they are a bit shorthanded coming into this series. The 0-1, fastball misses inside, a couple of promotions and a couple of guys unavailable. Now you look at the roster, still some additions to be made for the Woodpeckers, and have to imagine reinforcements are coming sooner rather than later, specifically on the pitching side of things. Ground ball sharply hit up the middle, and that is a base hit for Asian. Rounding third, coming home is Connor. The throw goes to third. Diving in safely is Galani. An RBI single from Albertson. Asian pushes the lead to 3 for the Cannonballers.
Big insurance run. Final third of a game. And a couple of well-struck balls against Petschke. That double by Connor, and that one pretty well struck as well from Asian.
Seventh hit of the ball game for the Ballers. Rony Hernandez, 2-for-3 performance so far, trying to keep the rally going. Curveball from Petschke misses outside. In the eighth inning, Andrew Chapman will take a look around some of the scores in the Carolina League, but of course two postponements, so a limited Carolina League look at out-of-town scores. Fastball misses downstairs. But obviously the main focus, of course, what's going on with the Columbia Fireflies, a half game back of Fayetteville entering tonight's ball game. Kannapolis, meanwhile, a game and a half back, so a win here, and they'll be half a game back. Lined and caught over at third, diving to the bag, a close play. Luciano couldn't quite tag it before Galani scampered back. A great effort. And that will be the second out of the inning. Nearly was another lineout that led to an inning-ending double play.
Yeah, I think Luciano knew the moment he caught that line drive, it was going to be a race to the bag, and it would be close. It ended up with both players diving back in. You have Galani putting the right hand out, Luciano with the glove hand. That's a tough play to make for any base umpire, or a tough call to make for any base umpire. Goes to the runner.
Asian on the move. First pitch to Hernandez is hit out to left field. Plenty of room for Carrillo to make the catch, and that will retire the side. But the Cannonballers tack on another from the Albertson Asian RBI single. They lose two at the corners, and we are on to the eighth inning. Fayetteville looking for some offense when we return. 3-0 Kannapolis.
There's no better place to spend your Thursday nights in the Ville than Segra Stadium this Woodpecker season. Quench your thirst on Thirsty Thursdays every Thursday home game with $4 16-ounce brews and $2 Pepsi products all night long. Head to the ballpark early for live music on select Thursday nights beginning at 5 p.m. at Healy's Bar. Start your weekend early all summer long at Segra Stadium's Thirsty Thursday, presented by Rock 103 FM. Visit FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com for more details.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
Well, a dominant outing for Drew McDaniel comes to an end. 7 scoreless innings for the Kannapolis right-hander. 3-0 the score. Fayetteville down to their last 6 outs. A new arm on the mound here in the 8th. And to tell you about him, the voice of the Woodpeckers, Andrew Chapman.
All right, thank you, Colin. Nick Altermat delivering ball one inside to Fernando Caldera. On the 1-0 pitch, Caldera taps it foul at his feet. And the count level at 1-1. 7 scoreless for Drew McDaniel. Now Nick Altermat, who's 1-1 on the year with a 1.80 ERA. He's a workhorse, already pitching in his 14th game of the year for Kannapolis. Pitch low and inside, draws the swing and miss, and Caldera behind 1-2. Today's game 33 of the season for Kannapolis, game 14 for Altermat. He's nearly thrown in half of their games this year. The wind, the kick, and the 1-1-1-2 home misses outside. 15 innings of work. Tonight, he's potentially in a save situation if he goes the rest of the way. He's only had one opportunity all year, and he did not convert the save. Pitch is fouled off the inside of the foot. Stays 2-2 on Caldera. Over 15 innings, he's racked up 17 strikeouts, and he will put it in the zone. Only 3 walks given up and an even 1.00 whip. Altermat, a 24-year-old righty who was drafted by the White Sox in the 17th round of the 22 draft. He gets a swing and a tip that could not be held on to by Hernandez behind the plate. Caldera stays alive. And it remains even at 2-2. He went to Minnesota State University. Minnesota State Mankato, pardon me, and the pitch misses outside. I'm unfamiliar with what part of Minnesota that's in. But
big hockey school.
Okay, all right.
The Mavericks.
Glad that we could sprinkle in your college hockey knowledge on the broadcast tonight, Colin. Pitch misses low. And Caldera draws ball 4. Otherwise, I would not have known where that was located.
And the crazy thing, too, about Altermat, really good two-way player. His last year with the Mavericks, hit .378 in an OPS of 1144. 11 home runs, 64 runs batted in.
6 feet tall, 225 pounds weighing in out there on the mound. First pitch swinging, Alberto Hernandez cues one foul up the first baseline. Alter Matt making the late game appearance here in the series opener. He pitched twice last week in Kannapolis' homestand with Delmarva. Most recently on the 11th, where he went a scoreless inning. Pitch to Alberto Hernandez, called a strike on the high outside corner. In the month of May, he has not given up a run over 5 2/3 innings. That spans a stretch of four games. You have to go all the way back as this pitch is popped up on the infield, waiting for it at second base. Kane, and he puts it away with two hands for the out. But you have to go all the way back to April 18th on the road in Myrtle Beach to find the last time that Nick Altermat gave up an earned run. So late game, slim margins, lead of three runs or less, and Nick Altermat has been a go-to guy for his manager. Kenny Gomez now swinging and missing at a fastball, and it's nothing and one. Of course, Patrick Leland, second-year manager for the Cannonballers. He was the pitching coach going back to 2022. Gomez swings at a changeup, and he was over top of it. His father, Jim Leland, the former Tigers manager, going into the Hall of Fame this year. The 0-2 coming, and Gomez strikes out. Fastball to the outside, and Gomez down on three pitches. 10th strikeout tonight for the Fayetteville lineup. And two gone with a runner at first. Caldera off to walk. Here comes Oliver Carrillo.
Feels overdue that Leland's getting to the Hall of Fame. Yeah. He's really one of the best managers in recent memory in Major League Baseball.
Pitch off the outside, but called a strike right on that outside corner to Oliver Carrillo. Nothing and one. Next pitch is called strike. Nothing and two. Going in with a good group of players this year, too. Adrian Beltre, first ballot Hall of Famer. Todd Helton.
Joe Mauer.
And Joe Mauer was the other one. That's the one that was escaping me. Pitch is tapped foul right behind home plate.
He was an interesting case. Wasn't sure how the voters were going to vote him because his prime was among some of the best we've seen from a catcher ever.
Right.
And, yeah, ends up getting in first ballot. A lot of Twins fans, I'm sure, super psyched to see that.
The set, the 0-2, down and outside. Yeah, Mauer was as good as it comes at catcher when his prime, but then his offensive production dipped off quite a bit once he converted over to the first base role. So that's sometimes what makes some voters hesitant. It's how you close your career. Pitch misses down and inside. Two balls and two strikes. Shouldn't be an issue for guys like Miguel Cabrera, Albert Pujols, who kind of sloped off a bit at the end. Those will be your next guys who are first ballot Hall of Famers. There's a called strike three on Carrillo. Slider cutting to the low outside corner. And once again, the Woodpeckers put a man on but can't advance him over. Scoreless eighth inning. And Kannapolis carries the 3-0 lead into the home half when we return. The Fairfield Inn & Suites by Marriott Fayetteville North is a proud partner of the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. Visiting Fayetteville? Stay with a winning team. Located off Highway 401, they're right near the airport and just a 15-minute drive from Fort Bragg and Cross Creek Mall. Enjoy the amenities of a first-class stay with clean and sanitized rooms, free self-parking, a 24-hour business center, and complimentary full breakfast. Planning an event? The hotel even features 757 square feet of event facilities. Call them today and book your stay at 910-223-7867.
Vámonos! Los Guerreros de Fayetteville return to the Diamond in 2024. Watch the Woodpeckers transform into their Copa de la Diversión identity for three regular season games, May 11th, June 11th, and September 4th. Enjoy tasty, Latin-inspired food items from the concession stands. Mark your calendars. The first 1,000 fans through the gates on Los Guerreros kickoff night, May 11th, will receive a Guerreros bucket hat thanks to Blue Diamond Transportation. Get your tickets now for La Noche de Los Guerreros at FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com.
Interested in keeping up with all things Woodpeckers? Follow the Fayetteville Woodpeckers on social media for team news, highlights, ticket information, promotions, and more. The Woodpeckers can be found on Facebook by searching Fayetteville Woodpeckers, as well as on Twitter at WoodpeckersNC and Instagram at Fayetteville Woodpeckers. You can also follow the team's all-new TikTok page at Fay Woodpeckers. For more information on how to access your favorite Carolina League team on social media, visit MILB.com/Fayetteville.
We're into the bottom of the eighth inning in Kannapolis. Fayetteville trailing 3-0 to the Ballers in the opener of this six-game series, 12-game road stretch. First pitch up and outside to Drake Logan from Ben Petschke. Next one home, draws the swing and miss. Ben came out of the bullpen in the seventh inning, gave up a double and an RBI single. Struck out one and stranded a pair of runners. The 1-1 home. And a swing and miss again on a slider. Kannapolis has left a lot of runners on in this game, a total of 10 over seven innings, but they've managed to bring three across, one in the second, the fourth, and the seventh innings. Logan goes up top to get a fastball, strikes out swinging. Third strikeout for Drake Logan. Second recorded by Petschke, and the seventh for Fayetteville pitching between Sandy Mejia, DeWill Almonte, and now Ben. Almonte went three innings of one-run ball. Mejia gave up a run that was unearned. Petschke now to Mikey Kane, and off the end of the batter, roller hit softly towards first. Scooped on the grass by Santander. He takes it over to the bag himself. And a quick two outs for Petschke. Back to the top of the order with Riku Nishida. Kannapolis can hold on, get three more outs in the top of the ninth. They will move just a half game back of Fayetteville in the Carolina League South Division with a chance to leapfrog the Woodpeckers tomorrow. Of course, we're tracking the results in the Columbia game as well. First pitch fouled back by Nishida. It's nothing and one. The Fireflies are at home against Charleston, and they trail 2-1 in the bottom of the eighth inning. A Columbia win tonight would bump the Woodpeckers out of first place for the first time in a long time. Fayetteville has been a first place ball club since all the way back on April 26th. Pitch called strike two, Nishida. It's 1-2. Petschke gets the sign, trying for a snappy eighth inning. And it's tapped at the plate, a foul ball. Nishida is purely a contact guy. He just throws his hands at the baseball. He has a little bit of the running swing from the left side as he tries to get going. Keeps those feet very close in the back of the box before running forward. Pitch down and away. We haven't seen him do it yet today, but I think when he's in a three-ball count, he goes down to like this super short crouch. I think that's his thing from last year. Petschke leans in, gets the sign, and nods. The 2-2 home now. And a shot right back up the mound. Petschke dodges out of the way. It's grabbed behind second by Hernandez ranging over. The shortstop fires to first, and that's the inning. Nice play, and Petschke probably doing his best get-out-of-the-way impression. Hernandez able to convert. It's a 1-2-3 inning, and Fayetteville has one more chance in the top of the ninth to pull this one from the trenches. 3-0, the score. Kannapolis leads. Ninth inning next on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
Hi, I'm Trenton Reed, owner of the Dogwood Realty Group, and this is where your dreams find a home.
Our dedicated team offers personalized solutions for every client, whether buying or selling. From cozy condos to spacious estates, we're here to make sure your real estate journey is seamless. Need to sell fast? Our innovative strategies ensure results in record time. Explore homes virtually on our user-friendly website, Real Estate Made Easy. Join families who've entrusted us. Contact Dogwood Realty Group today at 910-920-0323. Dogwood Realty Group. Faith, family, real estate.
Calling all pups! Wagon Wednesdays are your chance to enjoy some baseball with your furry friends at the ballpark. All dogs are welcome inside Sigma Stadium during Wednesday night home games throughout the season. Dog admission is just $1 with proof of up-to-date vaccination record. Leash required while in the park. Fetch a great deal with Wagon Wednesdays, presented by News Talk 640 WFNC. Visit FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com for more details.
One more chance for the Woodpeckers tonight to overcome a 3-0 deficit. We're in the top of the ninth inning. Appreciate you making us a part of your Tuesday night plans on the road. Andrew Chapman and Colin Casey with you all week here in Kannapolis. 6:30 games up through Friday night. We'll play a 7 o'clock Saturday game. And 1:05 first pitch on Sunday to close down the series. Lefty Cesar Hernandez leads it off. Heart of the order here, 3-4-5. And Hernandez takes an inside fastball from right-hander Jesus Mendez. He takes over behind Nick Altermat, who tossed a scoreless eighth. Mendez has been the Kannapolis closer this year. 4 saves and 5 opportunities. And he brings home the fastball. It swung on and missed, and 1-1 on Hernandez. Mendez, 2-1 record, a 6.75 ERA over 10 games. He's allowed 8 earned runs over 10 2/3 innings, 13 strikeouts and 4 walks. Next pitch in the zone. And Hernandez behind 1-2. Mendez is a 19-year-old right-hander, will turn 20 in late July, originally from Venezuela. And Hernandez strikes out on a high one here. 12th strikeout for the Fayetteville lineup. Second by Hernandez, who drops to 1-for-4. And now it's Juan Santander. Quick scan around the Carolina League before we close it down tonight. Fredericksburg leading 4-3 over Myrtle Beach. In Myrtle on the top of the seventh. Charleston still with the 2-1 lead over Columbia. Salem beats Augusta 5-0 down south. First pitch fastball strike to Santander. We had a pair of cancellations today due to inclement weather. Carolina and Down East and Delmarva and Lynchburg will try and get off the ground tomorrow. The set in the 0-1. A little high and outside. 1-1. In high A today, the Asheville Tourists in the South Atlantic League beginning a new series. The Tourists are at home, and they got thumped at McCormick Field, 11-1 by the Rome Emperors.
Big shout out, though, to Kelly Austin, very strong today.
Yeah, and his high A debut, the former UCLA ball player and Woodpecker from this year, 2 1/3 scoreless. Pitch down and outside on Santander, 3-1. Trey Dombrowski had a tough day for the Tourists, suffered his 5th loss and was pulled in the second inning after giving up 6 runs. 8.28 ERA this year for Trey, one of our favorites from last season. 3-1 coming home, and a fastball in for a strike, now full on Santander. On deck, Chase Jaworski. Santander's gone 0-for-3. He's put the ball in play all 3 times, though. Hit it hard towards the right field warning track last time around. Next pitch is a little low, but called strike 3.
That's a tough one to swallow right there.
Santander hopping up and down after he's rung up looking. Here in the clutch part of the game, the Woodpeckers have struck out 4 straight times going back to the 8th inning. 13 times now in the game. And the final chance is the lefty, Chase Jaworski, who singled his last time around. 1-for-3, hits this one hard to second. It's knocked down by Kane. He corrals it, throws to first, and that is your ball game. The Woodpeckers go down in order as Jesus Mendez converts the save. And Fayetteville, you've got company towards the top of the division. Kannapolis now within a half game of the Woodpeckers as they take game one of this series and game one of the long head-to-head this year. Postgame show coming up next. 3-0, the final score. Fayetteville shut out in this one, and we'll break it down for you coming up next on the postgame show right here on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network. The Fairfield Inn & Suites by Marriott Fayetteville North is a proud partner of the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. Visiting Fayetteville? Stay with a winning team. Located off Highway 401, they're right near the airport and just a 15-minute drive from Fort Bragg and Cross Creek Mall. Enjoy the amenities of a first-class stay with clean and sanitized rooms, free self-parking, a 24-hour business center, and complimentary full breakfast. Planning an event? The hotel even features 757 square feet of event facilities. Call them today and book your stay at 910-223-7867.
Vamanos! Los Guerreros de Fayetteville return to the Diamond in 2024. Watch the Woodpeckers transform into their Copa de la Diversión identity for three regular season games, May 11th, June 11th, and September 4th. Enjoy tasty, Latin-inspired food items from the concession stands. Mark your calendars. The first 1,000 fans through the gates on Los Guerreros kickoff night, May 11th, will receive a Guerreros bucket hat thanks to Blue Diamond Transportation. Get your tickets now for La Noche de Los Guerreros at FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com. Fireworks Fridays are back at Segra Stadium all summer long. After every Friday home game, the Woodpeckers will light up the downtown sky with fireworks presented by Q98. 14 big shows are scheduled during 2024, including our July 3rd mega show and fan appreciation night to close the year on Sunday, September 8th. The Friday fun doesn't stop there. Come on out for our featured theme nights. 80 Deuces Night, May 10th. It's Star Wars Night, May 31st, and Video Game Night, June 21st. For more information on our 2024 promotions, please visit FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com.
It's time to wrap the action on the Woodpeckers postgame show. Let's send you back to the ballpark.
Welcome back to Kannapolis, North Carolina for the final time tonight. This is the Woodpeckers postgame show. Game one of this six-game series in K-Town has come to a close. The Cannonballers shut out the Woodpeckers tonight. 3-0, the final score. Fayetteville scattered five hits across the scorecard tonight, but failed to get a runner at third base at any stage. They had a couple of doubles, Cesar Hernandez in the fourth, Kenny Gomez in the sixth, but that was the only time that a runner even reached scoring position in this game. Fayetteville struggled to find the hit with runners in scoring position. They went a combined 0-for-4 today in limited opportunities, and they struggled to do anything against the Kannapolis starter, right-hander Drew McDaniel. He had a career day, going 7 scoreless, giving up the 5 hits, did not allow a walk, struck out 9. Fayetteville fanned a total of 13 times once Nick Altermat came into the game in the 8th inning, pitched a scoreless 8th, and Jesus Mendez closed it down with a 9th inning save, striking out Hernandez and Santander, and then getting Chase Jaworski to ground out. Cannonballers scored 3 separate innings tonight, once in the 2nd, once in the 4th, and once in the 7th. An unearned run against Sandy Mejia in the 2nd inning came across on a booted ball from Chase Jaworski up the middle with 2 outs. He tried to make a play at 2nd, couldn't get it over in time. That allowed a run to come home. Another run was added in the 4th when Ryan Burrows singled home Mikey Kane after a leadoff double. That run went against DeWill Almonte. And a final insurance run added in the 7th when Albertson Asien singled home Caden Connor, facing Ben Petschke in the 7th. And 3-0 your final. 3 runs, 7 hits, no runs for Kannapolis. No runs, 5 hits, 1 error for Fayetteville. The loss today will go to Sandy Mejia, as he allowed that one unearned run in the 2nd inning. Mejia with the loss falls to 1-2. Drew McDaniel 3-1 with the winning decision. And Jesus Mendez picks up his 5th save of the season in 6 opportunities. Colin, the Woodpeckers never sent more than 4 batters to the plate in any inning. You have to credit McDaniel, who had his breaking ball working all night long. He had a career day. He struck out guys. His defense worked behind him, and the Woodpeckers, who kind of struggled to find that big hit over the weekend in those bases-loaded spots, eighth and ninth inning, couldn't string together, you know, consecutive hits again today, and that's going to have to be key. You know, the pitching staff can keep it to three runs, keep the Kannapolis Cannonballers to seven hits, but got to be an offensive showing. The Woodpeckers at their best this year when they can generate five or more, that's kind of their key number.
Yeah, no question about it, and you have to give a ton of credit to Drew McDaniel. I mean, this was one of the, I'd say, the best start we've seen out of an opposing pitcher so far in the 2024 season for the Woodpeckers. Just from the get-go, you saw in that first inning, he was able to get through it in under 10 pitches and went right after him, didn't nibble at all. Nine strikeouts, not a single walk. Anytime you run into a pitcher like that that's in a rhythm, it's going to be very tough to break through offensively. And when he gives you seven innings, it really takes a lot of the pressure off the bullpen if you're the Kannapolis Cannonballers and Patrick Leland and Nick Alter, Matt Jesus Mendez just kind of followed with a couple of uneventful innings, and that's all you can really ask for. Fayetteville, you know, they showed a lot of offensive prowess throughout the series against the Carolina Mudcats, which had arguably the best pitching staff going into that series. So you know that the Woodpeckers are a team that knows how to make adjustments. I mean, they struggled against Manuel Rodriguez in the opener last series. So I certainly expect the Woodpeckers offense to really rebound in the coming games. You know, it's a six-game series, and really it's all going to come down to trying to string together hits, like you said, Chappie. They had some good swings here and there, the doubles from Hernandez, another from Gomez, and You're going to get those swings. You just want to be able to get them with runners in scoring position. They had a couple of opportunities to build off of them, and McDaniel and co. would get some big timeouts that really just halted their momentum. So going into tomorrow's matchup, you know, you got an opportunity to try and turn things around, an opportunity at redemption perhaps for Julio Marte after a tough series against the Mudcats. And really in this one, you just go back to the drawing board and try and see if you can get some of that momentum that you picked up in that Carolina series, especially at the plate. It's going to be a fun finish. We know in the South Division, it's still way too early to be paying attention to standings. So right now, you just want to play good baseball, and the wins will come.
The final time of game tonight was a quick one, one of the faster games we've played this season. Even with an 18-minute delay, we got it done in 2 hours and 9 minutes in front of an Atrium Health Ballpark Tuesday night crowd of 2,190. So with that, we turn the page to tomorrow. As Colin mentioned, it's right-hander Julio Marte getting the ball for the Woodpeckers. Marte, one of the recent additions to the pitching staff, joined the club a couple of weeks ago while on the road in Delmarva. On the season, Marte 0-2 with a 12.15 ERA. Limited time, but he's given up 9 earned runs over his first 6 2/3 innings. On the opposite side of things for Kannapolis, they'll send right-hander Jake Peppers to the mound. Peppers is 1-2 with a 3.80 ERA in 5 starts this season. First pitch at 6:30 p.m., weather permitting, and we'll be on the air with you 10 minutes prior at 6:20 p.m. for the Woodpeckers pregame show right here in Kannapolis. Our final line scores for one final time tonight. Fayetteville, no runs on 5 hits and 1 error. They fall with the loss to 18-16. Kannapolis, 3 runs on 7 hits and no errors. They improve to 17-16 and move within a half game of the Woodpeckers in the standings. Currently in the top of the ninth, Charleston has just added a run on Columbia, and they lead 3-1, top of the ninth. Fayetteville, if that result holds, will still be in sole possession of first place, but tomorrow's game will ultimately be for the first place spot in the South Division. So we'd love to have you with us for the broadcast again at 6:30 with a 6:20 pregame show. Until then, I'm Andrew Chapman signing off alongside Colin Casey in Kannapolis, North Carolina. Thank you again so much for making us a part of your Tuesday night plans. This has been Woodpeckers Baseball on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network. Kannapolis wins it tonight by a 3-0 final. We'll talk to you tomorrow at 6:20 with a 6:30 first pitch. Until then, good night.